All right, why don't we get started here? Let's stand up for prayer. Our prayer for this month is coming from Philippians 2, 10 through 16, which is where our focus is going to be going for a little bit here. Let's pray. Our Father, teach our hearts and minds that at the name of Jesus, that every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. By this knowledge, help us to always obey, not in the presence of men only, but much more in all men's absence, that we can work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is Thou, O God, which worketh in us both to will and to do of Your good pleasure. Teach us to do all things without murmuring and disputings, that we may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke. We are in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Let us by Thy light shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, that we may rejoice in the day of Christ, having not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Amen. There's a lot of meaning in that prayer, especially if you believe it. Our first psalm of praise is Psalm 50. It's the last psalm of the Bible in the Hebrew Scriptures.
My that are pure. Do understanding give. I therefore every way that's false with all my heart do hate.
We're going to sing part A of Psalm 33. We'll save part B for the rest of the service.
Ye righteous in the Lord rejoice, it comely is and right, that upright man with thankful voice should praise the Lord of might. Praise God with harp and unto him, sing with the psaltery upon a ten-stringed instrument, make ye sweet melody, a new song to him sing and play with loud noise skillfully. For right is God's word, all his work are done in verity. A love he beareth still, the loving kindness of the Lord, the earth throughout doth fill. The heavens by the word of God did their beginning take, and by the breathing of his mouth he all their host did make. The waters of the seas he brings together as an heap. And in storehouses, as it were, he layeth up the deep. Let earth and all that lives therein with reverence fear the Lord. Let all the world's inhabitants dread him with one accord. For he did speak the word and done it was without delay. It established it, firmly stood whatever he did say. God does the counsel bring to naught which heathen folk do take. And what the people do devise of none effect have made. Oh, but the counsel of the Lord does stand forever sure, and of his heart the purposes from age to age endure.
I really like Psalm 33. There's a lot of power in that song. Well, let's go to the scriptures for our Old Testament reading from Exodus chapter 34. We're in Exodus 34. We're going to go through 11 through 26. Genesis, Exodus. Starting in verse 11 of Exodus 34. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite.
Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land,
whither thou goest, let it be for a snare in the midst of thee.
But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, cut down their groves.
For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God.
Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice.
And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a whoring after their gods,
and make thy sons go a whoring after their gods.
Thou shalt make thee no molten gods.
The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep.
7 days
thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee,
in the time of the month of Abib,
for in the month of Abib thou camest out from Egypt.
All that open the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male.
But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with the lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then thou shalt break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty.
6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest.
And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end.
Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel.
For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders,
neither shall any man desire thy land,
when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God,
right
in the air.
Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shalt the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until the morning.
The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk.
Amen. So we'll end reading there. I think it's highly important to recognize the distinction God makes. He says not to go after the way of the Canaanites and marry their people and all that kind of thing. And then directly after that, he says, because this is your culture and you need to cling to your culture, a biblical culture, and then you won't be lured into their culture. And it's generally by forgetting one, you adopt the other. And so there's a contrast there that needs to be, I think, seen in that text to understand it in its fullness. We're also in Matthew 8 for the New Testament reading, Matthew 8. 29, and we're going to read to 9:9, which is all part of one story. So 28:9-9:9, the book of Matthew. Matthew's first book of the New Testament for the kids that are reading along that might not be as familiar yet. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 29. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?
And there was a good way off from them, a herd of maimed swine feeding.
So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine.
And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished in waters.
And they that kept them fled and went their way into the city, and they told everything, and what had befallen to the possessed of the devils.
And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast.
And he entered into a ship, and he passed over, and he came into his own city.
And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee.
And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth.
And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your heart?
For whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk?
But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins.
Then saith he to the sick
of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go to thy house.
And he arose and departed to his house.
But when the multitude saw it, they marveled, and glorified God, which had given such power unto men.
And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs, and he said to him, follow me. And he arose and he followed him. I always find that's an interesting way to, we oftentimes break those two stories up, but Matthew just saw a pretty amazing thing, and he's the guy writing the book. And that's what caused him to follow Jesus. So those are awesome stories to remember, and I think it's good for us to meditate on everything that you can put together out of both sides of the scriptures. Well, we can be seated, and we're going to move to Bible study. Go back to the tune of Catherine, and we will sing Psalm 33b.
That nation blessed is to God, Jehovah is and does. A blessed people are in store, His heritage He chose.
Unto the Father,
which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light,
who hath delivered us
from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son,
in whom we have redemption.
Redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins,
who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature.
For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible.
Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers.
All things were created by him and for him.
And he is before all things.
And by him all things consist.
And he is the head of the body of the church.
He who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
That in all things he might have preeminence.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross.
By him to reconcile all things unto himself.
By him I say, whether they be things in earth
or things in heaven,
and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works.
Yet now have you reconciled.
Amen. There's a lot of meditation on that too we could have. Well, I think Brother Rick was actually going to make an announcement, and we have the folks that are also familiar with that over here on the phone. So you can let everybody know that and then end us in prayer if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely.
You're welcome to come here near the phone if you'd like.
Okay. Well, as most of you know, I got some trifling news that I had cancer of the lung, of the ribs, and of the spine. And I was in shock and immediately asked the Veterans Administration to let me go to the Cleveland Clinic. And at this very time, they have ruled out cancer of the lung and they have ruled out cancer of the spine. And they did a biopsy on my rib last Thursday. And probably today, I'm pretty sure by tomorrow for sure, I'll know what that biopsy will reveal. So, needless to say, the day before I went up to the Cleveland Clinic, I asked Pastor Joshua and the elders to pray over me and to anoint me with oil, and I'm giving all glory to Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done for us. And to you, Holy God, who set all this into motion, we lift our hearts in praise, because all through the scriptures, it asks us to seek you and to praise you. Well, right now I'm in a praising mood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And bless the cook.